Om Shanti. Good morning, everyone. How are you doing? Lovely weather, right? Such a beautiful monsoon that we are experiencing. So 75 years and 2 days before. An eternal soul, very compassionate, very caring, decided to take this body and turned up to see how it could fulfill its mission or its purpose to serve the community and to see how it can provide it a much better living. And that's how we have Dr. Pratap Midha, who is the director of the Global Hospital and Research Center. We all were there two evenings back, and we definitely remember the lovely hospitality we received there. And we met Doctor as well, and we had the privilege of wishing him a very happy birthday, and we continue to have those wishes. So Dr. Pratap has been leading the growth of the hospital, and he's expanded it from a small clinic to a multi-specialty healthcare network. With over 40 years in public health, he integrates medical care with community development. He has pioneered holistic services, including Ayurveda, meditation, and village outreach. Internationally trained and widely traveled, he lectures on positive health and the healing power of meditation. Dr. Pratap Midha is a passionate advocate for accessible, compassionate, and spiritually rooted healthcare. So he's amongst us today, and he's going to help us understand how we could practically apply Raj Yoga. So we're looking at Raj Yoga in action. Let's just have a one hand wave and welcome.
Thank you,
brother.
Thank you.
Over to you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here today morning. You know, this what brother was saying, compassionate care or caring about people is a joy. Because when you share your resources with someone, you feel more empowered. You feel good about it, that you are spending it in a worthwhile way. So when we talk of Raj Yoga in action, I'm sure during the couple of days you have been here, you must have been oriented what Raj Yoga is. How do we really connect ourselves with the Supreme? The word yoga, which means connection. So when we connect to God, we not only connect to God, but we connect to the whole family. Because everyone, irrespective of our religion, caste, creed or belief, we all believe God is one and He is the Supreme Parent. So, hamara ye parivar hai. We are a family. We just belong to Him, but that sense of belonging should be there. So here, when we come to Brahma Kumaris, we get the basic understanding that how we are closely connected to God. He is the closest person to us. He is just a thought away. If we keep that in mind, you know, the companion, who is our companion? How would it transform our life? When we were listening to the song, you know, they say happiness is the best nourishment and worry is the worst disease. Khushi jaisi khuraak nahi aur chinta jaisa rog nahi. We do hear this quite often. So one thing which I learned after coming to Raj Yoga is something known as optimism. Because I know whatever I am doing, whatever I am receiving, it is all my own creation. I cannot blame anyone. We understand karma philosophy, karma darshan. They say every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So, हमें जब ये समझ में आ जाता है कि हम अपने भाग्य के निर्माता स्वयं हैं, हम खुद अपने जीवन का निर्माण करते हैं, we write our destiny. So what our present is, it is the result of our past, and what our future would be, the outcome of our present. So jo Bhagwan ne hame sikhaya hai, you know, here you come to the subtle part. We do understand that we should do good actions, do good karma. But before that, what we understand is what is our quality of thoughts. How should our thoughts be? Hamare vichar kaise hon? Because thought is the seed. If thought is powerful, if thought is positive and pure, naturally the words and the action would be like that only. So Rajyoga tells me that I am a pure being, I am a peaceful being. On basis of that, you know, and if that I stay in that consciousness, versus to that we become sometimes role conscious, the role which I am playing. You know, they say this world is a stage and we are all actors. We become conscious of what we are, what we hold on to, what are our positions. That we call body consciousness, Dehabhiman. It's good to have self-pride, but when it goes to Dehabhiman, body conscious, I get conscious of my positions, my relationships, my skills, my talents, then I act in that way. But internally we know that this is my role, but I'm something different than the role. What we learned here, that I am the soul, I am the Atma, and Atma has certain inherent qualities like peace, happiness, joy, knowledge, power. If I stay in that consciousness, so whatever I do, it will make a lot of difference to the world, to my family, to my workplace. Because if I stay in that consciousness. So when we talk of Raja Yoga, it's not just meditating, but it is a way of life. You know, I call it meditative way of life. Because we have to carry our meditation to our workplace. We have to carry meditation to our living style. Now if you look at the world today, the principal cause of the problems in the world or illnesses in the world is the way we live our lives. Whether it is climate change, whether it is diseases, whether it is dissensions, whether it is conflicts, it is the way we live our lives. How we think, how we process those thoughts. Because today if you look at the pharmaceutical industry, you know, you look at the way it has grown. We have become dependent upon pharmacies. And if you, in India it was very common, if you would find a person who is more than 100 years old and he would say he has never taken any medication. So because our lifestyle has gone wrong, it's very important we do understand that we need optimism in life. And this is how we get optimism. But whatever situation today is, there are a lot of dissensions in the world, there are wars going on, economy is facing the harsh reality, the family situation if we take. You know, it was very uncommon to see the divorces in India. It was very uncommon, but now it's happening day in and day out. Because we are not able to understand each other. Before we understand someone, we need to understand him. So it's because the meditation gives us the strength. In meditation, we consciously create those powerful thoughts. And you know, they say, if you live those thoughts, like when you are making a recipe, when you are cooking a new recipe, what you do is you read and do it, experience it. Likewise, when we create a positive thought, we need to experience it. And then experience has to be translated to action. So it's staying peaceful is a conscious effort. Like irritation or anger or anything, these are not normal qualities. Our natural ways is to be peaceful. It has been seen that peace, positivity are certain qualities related to as patience, giving, cooperation. All these, they make us more stable. When we talk of Raja Yoga, we talk of self-mastery. We have control over our senses, how we use them, what we consume. You know, the kind of content which is available to us. If you look at the social media, or the television, or the newspaper, most of the time it is negative content. And that content influence. To really counter that, a therapeutic remedy to that is our conscious positive thinking, Raja Yoga. You know, people have done research. You know, there was a research which was done on medical students for a long time. They were watching there and they found out that, you know, before anyone could suffer from about 40 years later, almost 15 of them had died of suicide. So it's just because of the thinking process. So we need to really inculcate certain things. In Raja Yoga, we have our four subjects. Someone must have shared. One is the understanding. Samaj. Understanding is the very samaj. Jo cheez hame samaj mein aa gayi, wo hamare jeevan mein aa jaati. Samaj mein aani chahiye. When I was a child, when I used to read about Mahatma Buddha, that he fasted and fasted and wandered, but suddenly one day when sitting under the tree, he had enlightenment. Enlightenment kya hai? Hame jab samajh mein aa jata hai ki jeevan ka yatharth kya hai, to meditation mein hum apni original qualities ko feel karte hain, experience karte hain. You know, meditation is a Latin word. It has come from meditare, which means to heal yourself. So we are trying to get rid of all the negativities. And the more positive we become, the more stable we become. You know, these three words, what, why, how, this is what we have been trained to ask. But if we have acceptance, then we know, you know, you must have read about, been told about the drama, the world cycle. We know drama is eternal. Everyone is playing its own part. And if someone is playing his own part, whatever is there, we have to accept. Even if he is getting irritated, even if he is negative about us, we have to accept. But I have to live my own values, my own. I have to play my own role. So Raja Yoga teaches us that all of us are basically divine. All of us are souls, souls which have those inherent qualities. But, you know, it is because of the acquired nature we play those parts. So we cannot get influenced by each other's role. We have to play our own role. If we look at this world, it's like a jigsaw puzzle. I see, you know, you can fit into that place only where you are designed to. So it's very interesting. Like we see the cinema or the movie, you know, everyone has a role and they play more natural role. A doctor who's not a doctor primarily, but he plays more naturally the role of a doctor. So we have to play our role naturally as a peaceful self. मैं कभी कभी सोचता हूँ भारत में चीजें बहुत आसान है. जैसे मेडिटेशन को हम लोग क्या कहते हैं, ध्यान. सो दैट्स व्हाट वी से इन मेडिटेशन, एवरीथिंग यू हैव टू डू कॉन्शियसली. ये नहीं किसी ने कहा और मैंने रिएक्ट किया. सिंस वी एक्ट अकॉर्डिंग टू आवर आई वुड से पर्सनैलिटी ट्रेट्स और संस्कार विच वी कॉल. So here you become fully conscious of your own personal nature. And then you act. You don't act according to the situation. You act according to your personality, your sanskars. But it takes time. You know, they say, even if you have to cultivate a new habit, it takes time. But once you are conditioned to a habit, then you keep doing it without any conscious effort. If I start staying peaceful in all situations, whatever may happen, and slowly and gradually it will become my nature. So Raj Yoga is for personality transformation. You know, you transform your thinking pattern, you transform your sanskars. Like a person who is very gentle, very sweet, very caring, we call him Devta. That he is divine. Even in this world we find so many good people around. So it's like we are transforming our personality consciously. We are creating that kind of vision about ourselves. Like we know that vision here is that each one of us has the capacity and capability to become divine. Because we are originally divine. We have to, otherwise what we say, oh, this world is full of problems and it's very normal to get angry, irritated or upset or frustrated. You know, there are two components. What Raj Yoga really reinforces, you know, any pressure, any load or any stress has two components. One is external pressure, the other is our internal strength. We cannot do away with the external pressures. They might become worse also. But we can always increase our internal strength. And that's how that Raj Yoga helps us. And it really takes you. There are two different people. They would react in the same situation differently. So Raj Yoga gives us strength to take charge of our lives. It empowers us. The way we want to live our lives, the words become impeccable. You do not assume any things. You know, many times we assume things. If someone is talking, he should be saying that. Someone is not so happy about me. Assumptions. But we have to do our best. And when I understand that I have to do my best, then I pay attention on every small move. So Raj Yoga tells us that every sanskar from getting up in the morning, getting ready for the work, having breakfast, everything has to be done in a way that you are present in that moment. Hum log yahan ye mante hain ki jab subah uthte hi pehla thought kya hota hai, hamara vichar kya hota hai. और सुबह का समय ऐसा होता है जो हम अपनी रिफ्लेक्शन के लिए यूज कर सकते हैं, उसको आप अमृत वेला कहते हैं. तो वो समय बहुत महत्वपूर्ण है. हाउ वी रियली बिगिन आवर डे, दे से वेल बिगन इज हाफ डन. तो सुबह सुबह के समय को हम यूज करते हैं. फिर कभी कभी क्या होता है, हम अपने मन को यूज नहीं कर रहे हैं. जैसे हम भोजन कर रहे हैं, अगर हम साइलेंटली भोजन करते हैं, परमात्मा की याद में भोजन करते हैं, then you will see the effect of it. Normally what we feel is, you know, sometimes we are sitting in front of the television, we really don't know what was the taste of the food. These days they call it mindfulness eating. We call it Baba ki yaad mein bhojan swikar karna. Because you are eating and enjoying everything. Every moment. So we need to pay that attention. And the other change which has come in my life is kind of sense of belonging. You know, in this world where people are living alone, sometimes, you know, it's so important to be connected. Recently, I had lost a friend. You know, he was very healthy. He was of my age. And he was found dead only when the maid went to clean the house. So if we stay connected now, the most important thing is this, that staying connected and having sense of control in life and being committed to your life, these they call as three C's. And these, they give us kind of strength in our life. They even found that these being sense of control, staying connected and committed, it improves our immune system also. Our Department of Defense to fight disease, we would stay more healthy. So when I am master of my senses, when I know what to speak, what not to speak, like in the medical world we say, who's the best surgeon? Who knows when not to do the surgery? So we need to know when not to speak, when not to be, when being in silence. So that is sense of control. That sense of control, what I choose to eat, what I choose to see, what I choose to study, and what I choose to hear. That is my conscious decision. When we are engrossed in a thing, and we might pass through it, someone would ask you, aapne wo dekha? And you would say, I didn't have any attention. So our consciousness goes where our attention is. So if we are attentive to our own self, then probably the other situation would not affect us. And then there are certain values connected. We run a program for the heart patients. I don't know whether someone shared with you or not. This is, you know, the heart disease is increasing like anything. More and more young people are getting affected. When they have their angiograms, if the arteries are blocked, and sometimes if certain arteries are blocked more, 90%, 99%, then they do either angioplasty or bypass surgery. But this doing angioplasty or bypass surgery is only symptomatic relief. What we found out that if people change their lifestyle, lifestyle, as I said, means what we desire to see, what we decide to do, what we decide to eat, how much physically active we are. So what we did was, all these people who had documented heart disease, we invited them here in groups of 50 or so. And they would continue their medication. But first thing was we make them aware what their disease is, how the heart disease is caused, what are the risk factors. It could be smoking, it could be obesity, it could be diabetes, it could be hypertension. So these are the risk factors. We share with them and then we start telling them how your thoughts affect your lifestyle. How negative thinking affects your lifestyle. So it has been seen that some people, you know, they get sudden heart attacks. A sudden shock. And that may be what they were passing through in their life. I know of a doctor who died in his car. He was trying to build a big hospital and a lot of debt was on his. And suddenly he collapsed. He was himself a cardiac surgeon. So a lot of pressures. So then we teach them how to open up their minds. And how to really get rid of the negative. And we teach them meditation. We give them simple food. Green vegetables, salads, coarse grains. Quantity we don't limit. And then gentle exercises. Physical activity for about 45 minutes in the morning. And about 20 minutes in the evening. And we keep counseling. They go through the meditation course. And then they are asked to keep a check on their life, keep their daily journals, And then after 6 months, we repeat their angiogram. And people have amazing results. You know, physical illness can be managed by your non-physical thinking, non-physical personality. Even in this science, they say that the people who get heart disease, they are of personality A. The ones who want to accomplish too much in too little time, they are on the fast lane always. Want to catch the flight at the last minute only. They have no time. So in Raja Yoga, we do understand the cause and effect and how do we really manage our life. And then there are, as I said, there are certain values attached to it, like patience, like cooperation, like compassion, like honesty, integrity. All these values are attached to it. Because it's inherent. You should not have any duality in your mind. You know, what we are thinking all the time, if there are conflicts, if there is duality, if there is something which is pricking my heart, we keep thinking. So to bring the thoughts to a level of very slow, to a still thought, we need to be clean. We need to be crystal clean and clear. They say cleanliness is next to godliness. Although physical cleanliness is also important, but mental cleanliness is also important. I remember, you need to be clear what you are doing. Once I was in a Punjab, I was with the working with the government, and suddenly I received a call from my director. One patient had died on the operating table. A patient dying on operating table is very serious thing, and it is a legal issue. So my boss called me, and he called me, "You go and resolve these issues. You go and talk to them." So there were a lot of relatives who were upset, angry. They were all shouting because this was a young patient and she died. So what I had to do, I had no experience of handling this situation. I just used my peaceful mind, made them sit. And then I told them, "Yes, it's absolutely a tragedy. Something has happened. I have full sympathies with you." I looked at the file. I looked at the papers. Then I told them, "See, it has happened. We cannot undo it. You are angry because you have lost your close relatives. But now tell me, what do you want to do?" I said, "There are two options. Either I inform the police, autopsy would be done, and we'll know the facts, and whatever has happened would come to light. The second part is that we conduct a hospital inquiry, and then we tell you the facts." I said, "You chose the doctor. There were 10 gynecologists, and you chose this particular doctor in the hospital, and because you had confidence in her. And when you had confidence in her, you chose to look after your loved one. And now it has happened. Doctors would never do wrong. But if something has gone wrong, we have to accept that. And we are sorry. We feel it." So with that peaceful way, everyone was quiet. They said, "Okay, you do your investigation. We don't want to have autopsy and know the cause. We understand that something has happened and we have to accept it." Within half an hour, the whole thing was resolved. That was almost 40 years ago. So when you are calm, when you have patience, when you are honest, you can resolve many issues. You cannot hide facts. You know, hospitals are very complex places. In the sense that you have the housekeeping staff, then you have clinical assistants, then you have nurses, then you have highly professional doctors. But everyone has to work in a team. And you cannot blame anyone. You have to take, the doctors have to take the responsibility. You cannot find questions. So it's like then the best part is to prepare yourself. Plan well. If you are prepared for a situation, like even in our life also, Rajyoga prepares us for all consequences. What would be our response to a certain situation? If we have spirituality in mind, what would be our response? If we are, I would say, materialistic, then what would be our response to a situation? It would differ entirely. You know, suppose the some accident happens, road accident happens. We can blame, we can shout, there is something known as road rage in India. But the other is to keep cool and let the people who are expert, the law-abiding authorities, they need to take care. So it's very important that whenever anything happens, we need to stay calm, stay positive. Yes, it has happened. It has saved me from, if the car is damaged, at least I am safe. We have to look at that positive part. So positivity, staying peaceful, playing, emphasis on your own personal habits, that is what has given, Rajyoga has given to me. We cannot blame anyone. Everyone has its assigned role. And then one thing which I have learnt over the years, and it has been now scientific, that is writing your daily journal. In meditation also we are supposed to write, keep a, we call it daily chart. We need to write it. If we write our journal and know that how the day has gone by, write anything, whatever has been good, whatever has not been so good, write down. Now they even found that people who were lonely, when they started writing their daily journal, their sense of well-being increased. So here we try to put, like suppose I normally get irritated maybe 2 times in a day. After 1 week I only get irritated once in a week. I feel good about me that I am be able to conquer my anger. Because anger doesn't only mean that I shout at someone, but even irritation, not feeling comfortable with someone, that is also anger. So I need to keep a, when I keep a journal, then I know, and little improvements in my own personal life give me happiness. They give me a sense of control in life. So writing a daily journal is very important. And then is what we call the seva. In Rajyoga we have one subject which is seva. You know, helping others, supporting others, even like kind of a, having a comfortable way of interacting. There was a journalist who had come to Gyan Sarovar only. There was a conference and she just shared her experience. She used to walk in Delhi. And it was a narrow pathway in the garden she would walk. Every day she would encounter a person who would not give her way. And she would feel, and then she, in her mind she would think that what kind of person he is. And she said one day she took the courage and greeted that person and smiled. And then the whole thing changed from the next day onwards. So it's like, it's being considerate. It's not helping with money or any material thing, but being considerate, being caring, even supporting someone. And it has been seen, like we in India call, neki karo darya mein daal. Means what you do incognito. Aap jo ek haath kare aur dusre haath ko pata bhi nahi lage. Wo karne mein jo maza hai na. अभी तो ये होता है कि लोग थोड़ा करते हैं और आवाज ज्यादा करते हैं. तो तो इसे ये जो निस्वार्थ एल्ट्रोइस्टिक सर्विस है जो हमें मिला है, खुशी मिली है तो खुशी शेयर करेंगे, समझ मिली है तो समझ शेयर करेंगे, तो वो जब हम शेयर करते हैं उससे जो प्राप्ति होती है वो यू कांट डिस्क्राइब दैट इन वर्ड्स। तो सेवा भी इंटेग्रल पार्ट है हमारी लाइफ का, सेवा करना। अभी देखिए ड्यूरिंग कोविड सो मच वॉज एट स्टेक इन इंडिया, वी वर अंडर लॉट ऑफ प्रेशर एंड वन डे आई जस्ट हैड ए थॉट दैट वी शुड हैव ए ऑक्सीजन जनरेशन प्लांट। आई प्लेस द ऑर्डर एंड द नेक्स्ट मॉर्निंग आई गेट ए होटलियर सेइंग नो आई वुड स्पेंड फॉर दिस ऑक्सीजन प्लांट। यू जस्ट हैड ए पॉजिटिव थॉट and there comes the person helping you. We had shortage of oxygen cylinders, there was no option. We were trying to get oxygen from Bhavnagar and Baroda. It's almost more than 300 kilometers. Bhavnagar is there sending our trucks because there was no one was ready to part with oxygen, and we got it. This gentleman came, we put a plant, and then we were comfortable, we were ready to help others also. So it's like the thought is an energy, and जब आप सेवा का लक्ष्य रखते हैं और जब आप निस्वार्थ भाव से सेवा करते हैं, many people join you. They understand the way you are working. When we created this hospital, we just had 30 people. 91 we started the hospital. And today we have almost 700 people working with us. Things have gone change. We didn't go and ask money, but we did share our project with people that this is how we are working. And people joined, someone supported for IOSPL. I have a story to share with you. You know, one of the professors of physics, he was retired from Udaipur University. One day he came to me. Very nice gentleman. He said, "We need to open up. You need to open a hospital for us in Jalore, which is almost 150 kilometers away." I said, "Babuji, it's not possible. We cannot go that far." But he was insistent. He came next time again. Third time, he brought the biggest sisters from that center. And then I accepted. I went with him to Jalore. He showed me a couple of pieces of land. We selected one. And he built the hospital for us. The construction was going on. He would be at the site. He was more than 85. And, as the things would turn, he developed multiple myeloma cancer. And he died before we could start the hospital. And when I came to know the story, he had sold his house, moved into rented accommodation and built the hospital for us. The kind of spirit. No, it is all, your good vibration. Your aura would attract the same kind of persons. The company, what we call. Whatever aura you have, if I am in a positive frame of mind, if I am in a peaceful frame of mind, my peace would emit. It is an energy, vibration we call. We did this experiment. We found that the heart patient, we did their EEGs also. Initially we were collaborating with Ministry of Defense, Government of India, DRDO. They did EEG for all patients. And they found that relaxing waves, like what we call delta waves. And they did one other experiment. Open-eyed versus closed-eyed meditation. And they found that open-eyed meditation yielded better results in the brain EEGs. Because we move in the world open-eyed. We cannot close our eyes and move on. So open-eyed meditation, where you are conscious and nothing distracts you. The moment you close your eyes, what happens? Any thought can come from anywhere. And sometimes you even feel sleepy. So here when you have open-eyed meditation. That means with the open eyes you are moving to your workplace. And they found changes in the open-eyed meditation. And this research has been published in the Indian Heart Journal. So we are, I would say, living beings. We move in the world. We have families. We have work. We have connected people. At work we are connected. So we cannot live in isolation. You know, when we think of meditation, they would always think of a river bank or sitting on the mountains and meditating. But today's world is different. Everything comes to our house. Earlier we used to have newspapers, now we have television channels, then you have social media. Everything comes to you within no time. So that the kind of relaxation we get from meditation, you know, it has been seen meditation lowers your respiratory rate. It lowers your blood pressure. You know, there are two components of our nervous system. One is voluntary, we call it, and the other is non-voluntary, which is happening, like your digestion, your respiration keeps happening, you are not aware of it. Physical activity, muscle, that is a conscious effort. So meditation influences these are involuntary. Like, you know, when you are under stress or when you are climbing uphill, your heart rate would become fast. But when you are under stress, also your heart rate becomes fast. But in meditation, or when you have a meditative way of life, your heart rate would remain stable. Rather than yogis and athletes have lower heart rates. It has been researched. Staying cool, you know, staying in control makes all the difference. And the other thing which I read somewhere is something known as being, your life should be on many pillars, not just in India like people say, work is worship. No, we have to have work also, family life also, maybe your own personal development also, and some kind of social commitment also. So like you, if you have four pillars, then the building would be more strong, the table would be more strong, more stable. So our life has to be based, otherwise what happens? The moment people retire, they have a vacuum in their life. So if I have a hobby to pursue, if I have a friends and family to look after, if I have a social commitment, I am doing some work, some work of benefit to the community, it will keep me positively occupied. So our life has to be balanced on those four pillars. It has to be multifaceted. So meditation, in summing up, meditation means we have to have samajh, we have to have values, we have to have stability in life, and then we need to have some kind of seva also. All these things are needed. And the values, you know, it is like what I think that I speak, what I speak I do. So when they are in harmony, there would be peace. So if I speak, like they say, walk your talk. So what I talk should be my work. So if there is any conflict in that, then there is difficulty. But if they are all in harmony, we talk of transparency, we talk of honesty or integrity. Meditation gives us all that. Because we are purifying ourselves. We are getting rid of the adulteration. Whatever acquired habits which we have created for us, they slowly pass away. We did a retrospective study. You know, people who come for meditation, a lot of Westerners, they used to come, and we asked them, were you addicted to any drugs or alcohol or tobacco? And many of them were. So we asked them, how did you give it up? He said, with meditation we develop natural aversion to these things. We didn't give up, but they just left out. And only 5% or 10% had to seek any medical help to get rid of those hard drugs. So like when you have a kind of meditative way of life, all negativity slowly fades away. You don't have to make an effort. If you have a value of love, then anger would disappear without any discord. It's like replacing, we cannot fight with anger. We can only replace it with love. If there's ego, how do I become humble? I become humble by conscious effort. Then I do understand that everyone has a role. Everyone is important. As I said, in a hospital setting, you cannot work without the housekeeping staff. Or if the nurses are not there, the doctors would not be able to work. I cannot take anyone's role. Everyone has to play its role. We have to facilitate each other's working. So Raja Yoga teaches us something holistic. We try to see the whole situation. We become far-sighted. We don't look at immediate results, but you look at what would happen in the future. And when you become far-sighted, you know, short-term gain can give us short-term pleasure, but long-time efforts and long-time practice would give me long-term gains. And what I have observed over the years, that if we respect our own self, what we call self-pride, if we have love for our own self, that love reflects in our action. And when do I love myself? When I accomplish something which is impossible. We can create records. They're a good surgeon, they're a very good competent surgeon, but we know that they have temper tantrums. They would throw the instruments and other thing. But when you cool down and people start loving you, they were ready to cooperate with you. Otherwise everyone is scared. No one wants to come close to you. So we are looking at a whole person. When we look at Raja Yoga, it is our 360 degree development, 360 degree growth. It not only gives us personal strength, improves our family relationship, it changes our workplace, and it changes our personality. But, you know, it is also important that it has been seen that the improvement is proportionate to the adherence, whatever principles we create for ourselves. Raja Yoga is not one day, but you need consistency in your life. Like we have our daily morning class, daily meditation. We go to work daily. I work almost 8 to 10 hours every day. And then you have to give yourself rest also. You need to eat well also. But all that happens, you know, when you feel what is important for you. We need to understand the importance. Wherever I feel this is important, I'll find time also. Normally we say we have no time. We are very busy. But if you feel meditation is important for us, it is going to give me stability in life. It will make more altruistic. It will make me more serviceable to others. So then I'll take interest and find time for it. So I'm sure that we should be able to find time for our own self and also for finding time for what is important for me. Om Shanti.